Divisional, that sort of thing. I'm going to need one for the hour one nugget. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it myself today. Oh, what awesome music. I am so loving this. I will love That's Hillsong Music Australia. And quite simply, all it's going to say is hour one nugget. Something like that. Hour one nugget. Wonderful. This is the hour one nuggets. And if you remember, we're going through this list in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 we're on now. So what we'll do, we'll just really quickly reiterate. Love is patient, from verse 4. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. We looked at that yesterday. Today, we're here. It is not irritable. Love is not irritable. Now, what does that mean exactly? What it means is you don't get irritated by the one that you love. That's what it means. But we all do, you see. And there's another one that I have failed. I have failed abysmally with that one. It is not irritable. What sort of irritations could we be discussing here on this particular point? Well, one of my biggest irritations, I have to say, hand on heart, is snoring. Even if I'm watching the TV and I'm watching somebody on TV and it's a play or a film or whatever, and they're in bed snoring, it drives me crackers. Can't stand it. It literally drives me nuts. I don't know why. I have no idea why. And actually, I can recognize in myself an irritation way, way back when I was a little boy of 5 years old. My father used to whistle and was very, very good at whistling. He could whistle a song, a tune, whatever, and it would be in vibrato. It would be perfectly in tune. It would sound gorgeous. But to me, it used to irritate me like mad, and I don't know why. I have no idea why it used to irritate me. But what does it say here? It is not irritable. I don't know if it's possible to get rid of these irritations. I am praying in Jesus' name it is. Because if love is not irritable and you get all these irritations, then surely it has to go in Jesus' name. A couple of my children cannot stand when I am, if I'm eating a sweet or something and I happen to go like that, that sort of sound there, they hate it. It drives them incredibly insane. Doesn't worry me at all. Yet listening to someone eat crisps drives me nuts. But it doesn't drive me nuts when I eat crisps. Go figure. Now, you know what I'm talking about now. You know these little irritations. Sometimes you've met the woman of your dreams, the man of your dreams. You've had a wonderful courtship. It has been magnificent. Such love. You're looking forward to the day when you get married. And then finally that marriage day comes, the wedding day comes, and you walk down the aisle. And it is tremendous. The wedding day goes without a hitch. It's perfect. Everything is wonderful. And the following morning after your wedding day, you wake up. And you sit there and eat breakfast with your new spouse. And they are eating cornflakes. And all of a sudden you find, oh my gosh, I can't stand it when I listen to her eat cornflakes. What am I going to do now? And then little things start to creep in, these little irritations. And you think that love can conquer it, but sometimes it doesn't because it is so annoying. My question is, Why are these irritations there? And will the Lord deliver us from these irritations? Because very, very clearly in the scripture it says here, it is not irritable. It says it very clearly. Love is not irritable. When I read that, I wonder, when Paul was writing this, I can see him at a writing desk or wherever he wrote this, and I can see him writing, love is not irritable. And then thinking about it for a second and thinking, hang on a minute. Actually, I get irritated. But maybe the Lord was saying to him, no, that needs to go in the list. We're building up this list, beloved. Love is patient and kind. So what you write is patience and then a box. And then underneath that, kindness and then a box. And then you write, it is not jealous and a box. It is not boastful and a box. It is not proud and a box. It is not rude and there's another box. Demanding its own way, another box. Irritable, another box. And then as we go through this, you see, we're ticking these off or crossing them off. And there's only one I can tick. I've got to be honest with you, there is only one I can tick. If you haven't heard this program before, we've gone through this list. And so far, the only one I can tick is jealousy. I don't have any jealousy in my body. Never have, never will. Don't want it, never want it. The rest of them I've had to put a cross. Which doesn't bode well for me. I don't know how you're doing in the scheme of things. I don't know how well you're doing in this list. But you see, I believe it's vital that we understand what real love is so that we can tick off all of those boxes eventually. And we can say before God, Lord, I've gone through that box. I've gone through all of them. And I can tick boxes all the way through it because now I am loving the way you want me to love. It is not irritable. What I want to do right now, beloved, is I want to pray. And I want you to join me just by sticking your hand up if you have irritations with those that you love. My hand's already up. My hand is well and truly up. And we're going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Why do we get irritated, Lord? What is it that causes these irritations? I pray in Jesus' name for everyone whose hand is raised right now, Lord. Help us take these irritations away. Deliver us from these irritations, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to carry on with awesome music now. This is Dave Bilbrook and a wonderful song. It's called Holy Ground. Dave played at our event last year. This is